The Grober Warper, Girona Industrial City. Now, yes? Can you hear me? It's hard to talk over this noise. Ah, that's much better. We could say that what we just heard was the sound of a good part of the 19th century, but above all, of the 20th century. The sound of the Industrial Revolution. Machines, steam, engines, cogs, conveyor belts, all working at full speed as signs of progress. Well, that at least is what the mill owners would have said. I'm not sure the workers would have felt the same. Industrialization came to Girona a little later than other parts of the country. The main reasons for this were its distance from Barcelona, poor communications, and the lack of space within the city. As these aspects began to improve, factories started to appear in the area known as the Pla del Mercadal. There were two main activities, textile and ironworks for machine building. The machine you see before you is a warper from the Grober factory, the largest textile mill in the city. It remained open until 1978. We know that the people who operated the warper, preparing the warp and threads for textiles, were always women. Thanks to industrialization, new services appeared, such as street lighting, at first with gas, and then, after 1886, with electricity produced by large hydraulic turbines, like this one here, manufactured in the Planas y Flaquer company. It was to the sound of roaring machines that the working class was born. At the start of the 20th century, Grober employed 1,100 people, most of them women, but also men and children. Yes, yes, I said children. Working conditions were very precarious, with suffocating smokes and a constant deafening noise throughout the 10 hours of the working day. Paid at a rate of 4 pesetas a day for men and 2.75 pesetas for teenagers between the ages of 16 and 18. Women did not have a fixed work schedule, but whatever the case, their wages were never above 25 pesetas a fortnight. In 1919, an 8-hour working day was established, and as in other places, workers began to found their own organizations, such as trade unions to protect their interests, as well as other social organizations, such as the Círculo Católico de Obreros and the Ateneo Obre, which provided entertainment and education. Unity is strength, they say.